It is Tuesday morning, and here in hour number two, Keith, we've got a special guest.
We've got Rob Moore, who is the Director of Adult Education for the MCCSC.
Rob, good morning. Hopefully you're enjoying this weather as well.
Oh, it's great. I tell you what, best day of the year so far. How are you guys doing today?
Well, it's May. We're happy to be here. We're finally happy spring has arrived. We know it's getting late in everybody's calendar. Why don't you tell us where your calendar is at right now and what you have going on?
Wonderful. Our adult education program is blooming quite strongly with the flowers and the trees out here. We've served 444 students so far this year, adult students who are upskilling for employment, earning high school equivalencies, learning English as a second language, earning career certifications and high-wage, in-demand jobs. We had a great year so far.
Rob, who could come there, and what are the processes to determine getting into the graduation school?
Actually, I'm with
Adult Education. I'm sorry.
Education.
I got you mixed up with the other school.
We do share space over here at Broadview Learning Center. But, yes, our adult education program serves folks who are 16 years old and older who are not attending a high school, either because they graduated already or because they left high school before graduation. So a lot of people think, well, gosh, 16 is hardly an adult. But actually, at age 16, that's when we can start picking up right away if they've left before graduation. But our largest age population is actually the 25 to 44 range, those who are kind of getting into the workforce and realizing, gosh, to get any further, I need a high school equivalency or need to earn English a little more. And that's our age range, actually, from age 16, and there really is no upper limit. We have students who are actually 60 years old and older.
Wow.
We span the age range there. Ethnically and racially, we're all across the board there. We have footprints from all the continents of the world here at Broadview Learning Center. Three things that we can do with them. In our adult basic education classes, we work in the reading, writing, social studies, science, and math areas to earn high school equivalencies, to study for career certifications if they've already graduated, place into college, and other post-secondary training. Secondly, process we have of teaching English second language works really well. Reading, speaking, listening, and writing in the English language if folks are interested in kind of upskilling in that area. And then we have a program of service called Work Indiana where we're teaching them specific job certification skills. For example, we have an administrative assistant class going on right now where they're studying Microsoft Office certification. We have a computer support specialist class going on right now for people who want to get into the IT area, and they're studying for A-plus certification in computer support.
And Rob, the other thing that we were going to ask is, how long does this process take when someone comes to enroll there and try to get to get betterment in their life from whatever the category is going to be? How long does the process take?
Well, it really varies depending on what they're in. Our Work Indiana classes I mentioned for computer support, administrative assistant, they are 12 weeks in length. A lot of people ask me also, how long does it take to get a high school equivalency in your program? Are we talking like weeks? Are we talking years? Or what is it? I will tell you that right now the average length of time in our program this year so far has been about 8 weeks average. You know,
wow.
Some take longer, some take shorter. But 8 weeks of regular attendance helps us to get a person to pass the high school equivalency test. English second language, a lot of our folks come and they stay the whole year because they enjoy the classes so much. They enjoy the camaraderie with other folks from other countries and really enjoy learning.
Rob, let me clarification on the high school equivalency. Is that what we used to call the GED?
Yes, there are three high school equivalency products out there. Indiana used the GED for many, many years, many decades, matter of fact. And Indiana switched a couple years ago to another testing product, and so they earn what's a document called the Indiana High School Equivalency Diploma. It's issued right from the state of Indiana Department of Workforce Development.
And that's one of those things that when you go to apply for a job, they want to see a high school diploma or an equivalency certificate, right?
Absolutely. That's what that is, exactly.
So that gets people in the door, and if that's on the job description, you can help them get to that spot. Excellent. Now, who is available for your pro? Does this cost anything? Do I have to sign up or register? Tell me how that works, Rob.
Yes, if you're an individual, most of our classes are free of charge. The Work Indiana classes I mentioned do have a cost, but there are some there's financial assistance available through social service agencies, through Work One. We have some money set aside to pay for that also for folks who need a little help with that. But the other, only other cost we have is for the highest equivalency test itself, which is $70. And again, there is some financial assistance available for whom that might be a hardship.
Rob, help me figure out if I'm going to sign up, and I know there are all different programs, but how many nights a week am I out there, and how many hours am I there?
Great, and that varies also. We have mornings, afternoons, and evenings available. English second language classes sometimes are between 12 and 15 hours a week. Our high school equivalency classes tend to be 9 to 12 hours a week. For our Work Indiana certification classes, they tend to be 2 evenings a week. So we have a full schedule on our website at mccsc.edu. Just look for adult education. And I think it's actually under adult ed is the name of the web page there under that. And our full class schedule is there.
Now, you just said something important. I want to reemphasize that. You got classes in the daytime and in the nighttime because people work different shifts.
Yes, absolutely. We really try to make it convenient for people to attend. Not only do we have classes mornings, afternoons, evenings, but we're actually in different parts of the county. We have a class, downtown ESL class with White Lodging, who owns 3 hotel properties there. We have class at the Work One. We have class in the Blue Lincoln Housing Authority at Crestmont Community Center. We also have class in the Monroe County Jail. So now that's by invitation only. You have to kind of live there to be part of that class. But yes, we do make it convenient in all walks of life and also all parts of the day.
Are those the things you were talking about that are partnerships?
We do. We have several great partnerships. White Lodging, Monroe County Jail, great partners with us. We're working with folks connected there. Cook Medical is a great partner for us. We have a class for their workers in the cafeteria and warehouse to get their high school equivalency so they can go to work for full-time production. We have a class with Monroe County Juvenile Probation for their probation clients. Also at the Monroe County Public Library, we have an English second language class there where they're studying citizenship. We have a class at Work One for folks who are looking for jobs and training. U.S. Army is a good partner with us, giving us referrals, and we refer back to them for folks who are looking for training and education, and Ivy Tech as well through some cross-referral and classes.
Now, Rob, I know you know this statistically. Without a high school diploma versus a high school diploma, what's my average earning difference? What's it costing me not to have finished high school?
Oh, that's a great statistic, Pete. Thanks for mentioning that. That comes out every couple of years for the Department of Labor. They do an analysis of wage and unemployment versus levels of education. As far as the unemployment goes, the unemployment rate for people who get a high school equivalency comes down by about 3 or 4% just by getting the high school degree. The wages go up probably about $2,000 to $3,000 at least on average. Actually, it's kind of more like $4,000 or $5,000 last I saw. So it's really costing people money to not do that, exactly as you said.
Now, next week, you've got a celebration at Bachelor Middle School?
We do. It's our adult basic education classes. We'll be recognizing those who made skill gains for us throughout the year, actually for them, and then also the folks who graduated with their high school equivalency diplomas. And were inducted into the National Adult Education Honor Society. All that will be celebrated at Bachelor on next week on, it's going to be Wednesday, May 8th, Wednesday.
Now, do you have a normal school year calendar? When is the next session start? Tell me a little bit about that.
We do follow the regular Monroe County Schools calendar. We do intake of students every 6 weeks. And our next session will actually be a summer school in the month of June. We'll have a morning class Monday through Thursdays in 8:30 in the morning to 11:30. We'll have an evening class 5 to 8, and we're doing intake of new students there around May 22nd. So simply by calling us at 330-7731, we can get on a list and get them in for registration orientation, get them going in the month of June.
Rob, who are your teachers for this?
We have certified teachers, employees of the Monroe County Schools. They do a great, great job, very loving, wonderful people who really understand the adult learner. And, you know, what they can understand is a lot of adult learners are kind of nervous coming in because they're coming back to school and maybe they had a bad experience before. But our teachers are all very, very welcoming. Our support staff, our administrative assistants and teaching assistants, custodians, maintenance folks, they're all very understanding and very welcoming. And I'd say our adults really, really enjoy working with our staff.
What kind of success rate do you have, Rob?
We've had 444 enrolled so far since we started counting back July 1st. 93 high school equivalencies so far this year.
Wow.
Had 118 people placed into some kind of post-secondary education training, either military service, college certification classes. 137 have either maintained or found employment. and 35 people have earned professional level certifications that are valued by companies.
Wow, excellent job.
Pat yourself
Thank
on the
you.
Back for that one.
Great.
Well, we definitely pat the back of the staff and the students for their accomplishment, that's for sure.
Well, enjoy your celebration here coming up, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, Rob. Keep cranking them out. That's a great great service you guys provide.
Thank you very much. Keep up the great job you guys are doing. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. And
Rob Moore, the Director of Adult Education.
I didn't have the title right.
Right.
Neither did you earlier. So
right, earlier
right.
I had. They share the same building.
That's what he said. Right, mm-hmm. right. So that's great, doing great work down there. Excellent job. And you can find more information at the mccsc.edu website. Remember, MCCSC is closed 1 week from today.
Election day.
Election day. Primary election day. That's been on the calendar forever. You, mm-hmm. That shouldn't be surprising of anyone. We're reminding people because it seems like a random Tuesday if politics That's perhaps right. isn't your thing. We are wanting everybody to know about that. Don't forget, you may early vote the rest of this work week at 401 West 7th Street, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, hours are a little bit different. 9 to 4, I believe, is when the hours are. On Saturday, then Monday, I'll have to check on this. I think it's 9 All right. to noon. We'll look that up. And then a week from today will be the primary election. You must vote at your precinct. There's only one place to early vote, 401 West 7th Street, and there's only one place to vote on Election Day, your polling place.
How, Mr. Announcer, will I know I'm at the early voting site?
You will see a billion signs. 1 billion.
Yeah. Billion. You can't miss the signs.
The Johnson Creamery
it's
over there.
It's across
that
the street from the Johnson.
Okay, it's on
if
the
you see that big
side.
Smokestack, yeah. it's across the street from that. It's south of the Johnson
follow
Creamery.
Follow the yellow brick road, right. and you will.
It's where
will
Jim
be
Inman
there.
Works.
There you go.
Yeah, in this chamber building.
The Minister of Culture.
That's right.
Doing Minister of Culture things right there by the voting place. That's the only place you can early vote. You might say, well, it's not last election, it's mm-hmm. this election. So that's why we try not to confuse anybody on all of that.